Segment 3. Despite soaring fuel costs, a lot of motorists are choosing to buy an SUV or sports and utility vehicle. SUVs are also known as Jeeps, four-wheel drive vehicles, or off-road vehicles. Whatever you call them, our guests think that they're extremely disadvantageous. Mary Brown reports.
Four-wheel drive vehicles have been around for decades. The first one, the legendary Jeep, first rolled off the production line in the 1940s as an army vehicle never intended for civilian use. Another one, the Land Rover, first made exclusively for mining companies operating in Africa, has been sold since the 1950s. These vehicles, with their unique design, were ideal for rural conditions. But four-wheel drive vehicles started becoming popular for urban settings in the 1990s, and that's when they started becoming problematic. Aaron Steiner, well-known environmentalist, is here to give us one reason we should steer clear of SUVs.
Thanks, Mary. SUVs have become a problem because car companies in the 1990s started making them bigger, heavier, and more powerful. Some SUVs are as heavy as 4 tons. They burn a lot of gasoline and produce a great deal of air pollution. This should be enough to discourage a responsible motorist from buying one. I mean, the average car burns between 6 to 10 liters of fuel per 100 kilometers. But SUVs typically consume over 20 liters of fuel per 100 kilometers. Compact cars need as little as 4 or 5 liters per 100 kilometers. So if we consider their carbon footprint, we can see that SUVs are disastrous.
Aaron has just explained why SUVs are bad for the environment, which I'm sure listeners are aware of. But one surprising bit of information is that SUVs are more dangerous than regular cars in accidents. Peter Stinson, president of the National Insurers Association, explains why.
The main reason people give for buying an SUV is that it's safer than a conventional car. Personally, I see this as a false belief. Statistics do give the impression that SUVs are safer in some types of accidents. However, in accidents in which the vehicle rolls over, fatality rates are significantly higher for SUVs. And this is the point I want to stress. SUVs almost always roll over in accidents. SUVs are so prone to rolling over due to their design. These vehicles have been made for low speeds over difficult terrain, which is why they are so high and top-heavy. Driving them at more than 80 or 90 kilometers an hour is asking for trouble. It shouldn't be done. Statistics indicate that it is more likely for a driver and passenger to be killed in an SUV than in a regular car. Because they have a false sense of security, drivers and passengers in SUVs generally neglect to buckle up, which is foolish since seatbelts save lives. In rollover accidents, over 9 people are killed annually for every 100,000 SUVs. The average is around 3 deaths a year for normal cars. To put it differently, SUVs make up 10% of the vehicles on the road, but they're responsible for over 15% of all traffic fatalities.
So we have 2 reasons to opt for smaller vehicles when shopping around for a set of wheels. SUVs are not only bad for our environment, but we are also exposing ourselves and our passengers to greater risks when we are driving one. Besides, finding a place to park is so much easier with a smaller car.
What does one expert mean when he says,
SUVs are disastrous?
According to the information, which statement regarding SUVs is false? According to the information, what mistake do SUV drivers commonly make? 49. According to the information, why were SUVs originally produced? Why are SUVs so dangerous?